Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. We're back with Daryl after this.
Your New Holland dealer has a serious question for you. Are you running your farm or ranch the smartest way you can? Think about it. Really give it some thought. You're an expert in feeding your herd. It requires hard work and commitment 365 days a year. For quality forage for your animals, count on equipment that's built New Holland Smart. Like disc mower conditioners with clean cut quality and gentle effective conditioning, or round balers that provide dense uniform bales. New Holland has the equipment you need to work smart. Successful farming and ranching requires smart thinking, and smart thinking starts by choosing the most reliable tools that produce the best results. Season after season, from start to finish, New Holland has the equipment that's smart for the way you work. The Ready to Roll sales event is here. Visit your local New Holland dealer today or readytoroll.newholland.com for great deals like our friends and family promotion.
Pastures are slowly but surely getting better. In parts of the southern plains, especially central and eastern Oklahoma, ponds are starting to refill. So the cattle industry is starting to feel a little bit better about things. Livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel says the contrast between last year and this year is amazing.
You know, there's such a contrast between this year and last year. We were ahead of schedule last year, warmer much sooner than usual. This year, it's exactly the opposite. We're much later, slow to green up. We are finally getting some moisture that's relieving some of our, at least short-term, drought concerns. But now we've got to have some warm weather to really capitalize on that. And I think that's still affecting producers here in terms of, you know, getting on with their spring plans. I don't think we're seeing the demand for stocker cattle that we will see when the weather warms up. Certainly, as you go north of here, we've still got winter conditions in many cases. Recent big snows continuing that has extended feed demands for a lot of producers. And in fact, we've seen increased beef cow slaughter the last two or three weeks over last year's levels. We would expect to be down from last year and significantly down from last year if we weren't, in fact, liquidating. And I think we are seeing some short-term liquidation here simply because some of these producers have run out of resources before they ran out of winter, and they've been forced to make those decisions. So I do think we've had that impact. Once we move past this, we'll be watching that beef cow slaughter number very carefully to see how much it drops back down and give us hopefully an indication of whether we are continuing to liquidate or perhaps stabilizing the herd as we go through the rest of the year.
As far as beef demand is concerned, the wintry weather definitely having its impact on consumers. Simply not much going on right now as far as a spring grilling season is concerned, and that is weighing on demand.
You know, the demand has been a real limiting factor, contributed to a lot of the sort of lackluster markets. Cattle markets have been pretty stable in the last couple of weeks, but really just no direction to them. And it's really the lack of demand that is sort of preventing any movement in those markets. And it's kind of what the market's waiting for, I think, some encouragement to move forward. And I think the winter weather has had a lot to do with that. We've had a lot of storms that have affected population centers. That tends to affect away from home eating. Folks don't get out as much. Certainly, we're not moving into the grilling season very rapidly at this point. And so we haven't seen that seasonal increase in demand that we expect to see there. So we'll be watching this going forward in terms of how much of that seasonal demand will kick in when we finally do get some warmer weather.
Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz. I'm Ron. Hey, cattle producers, coming up this Friday will be the fifth grass time sale for Express Ranches of Yukon, Oklahoma. They've got a great, outstanding set of 133 Angus bulls they'll have on offer, 127 registered Angus pairs, 59 fall bred Angus heifers, and some fancy commercial heifers as well, all originating out of the W.T. Wagoner estate of Vernon, Texas. For information, go to expressranches.com or call them 800-664-3977, Express Ranches. That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a wonderful day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.